Hello. Thank you very much for taking your time to follow this conference call. Today's conference call will be held by Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Michele Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chief of Strategy and Product, Alessandra Simonotto, Piaggio Group Chief Financial Officer, and myself. All relevant material are available on the investor section of Piaggio Group website, and at the end of the presentation, we will be available to answer the questions you may have. Before starting the presentation, as usual, I need to remind you that during today's conference call, we may use forward-looking statements based on Piaggio's current expectations and projections about future events. By their nature, forward-looking statements are subject to risks, uncertainties, and other factors that can cause actual results to be materially different. Also, I remind you that the press has been invited to participate in this conference call on a listen-only mode. And now, I would like to turn the conference call over to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Good afternoon. As you know, the results of the first quarter are very good. It is very good due to the market where Piaggio plays its game, that is divided, as you know, in four big areas. One is EMEA, the second one is India, the third one is Asia plus China, plus China, and the last one is the United States and Canada. If we consider all these markets together, the results give to us a positive expectation for the future, for the rest of the year. Naturally, we have some areas where we have some difficult situation, as India. The second area where we have difficult is the price of the raw material, that is very, very difficult to predict what is the trend on the future time, especially for iron, aluminum, and what we consider the important raw material for the application on the pollution, anti-pollution technology, as rhodium, as
platinum,
and palladium. Divided these three concepts, market, India, and the raw material, Piaggio plays his game on the way that he maximizes the product strategy and the sales organization strategy in Europe, in Asia Pacific and China, and Canada and United States. I want to underline what we have done regarding China market in terms of organization. We just started, beginning on the month of May, with a new organization in China. This new organization in China is organized in the way that we have three business units. One is market sales on Chinese market. And the results of the first 3 months with the Vespa and some Aprilia is very, very good. In some way, it is unexpected results. The sales rise up by 70% in the first quarter related to last year and the year before. And what is more important is the margin is quite good. The second business unit is the relation with Foton Group, where we're working today to develop the electric engine for the four-wheeler Porter that we are in production now in Italy. The first one is the market of components, especially electronics components, and the other components where the Chinese market is the market that we consider more competitive at the world time, comparison. These three business units today finding one company that is located in Beijing and in Canton, and they control all these three sectors, including the joint venture that we have in Foshan, near Canton, with the company Zhongshan. The number two is the Asia Pacific, located in Vietnam. And now, as I mentioned to you on the last meeting, we are developing our new company in Indonesia, where we have already beginning to build a new factory. The results on the Asia Pacific of the first quarter is very, very good, especially for sales in Vietnam, Thailand, Indonesia, Philippines, and Korea. This is the development of production plant and the sales give us the possibility to double the productions, and we are very close to reach this goal. Where we have a problem is India, as you know. India is a problem of pandemic reason. We work at the high possibility of what we do, and then we base our strategy on the export from India to the African country and the other country around India, plus other production that is for Vietnamese market. Today, our plant in India working 100%. We have invested some money to protect the people that are working with us. In order, we have provided for the vaccine to everybody. And the area where is located our factory today, fortunately, is not involved in any lockdown. United States and Canada have a very good results on the bike sector, and the project and the budget for the rest of the year in this way is exactly what we have budgeted in our plan. So the results that we have achieved on the first quarter, we work and we believe to be in the same range for the rest of the year, because we see that a good market for Europe, a good market for Asia Pacific, extraordinary market for China, and very good also for United States. To play at the global vision, we can play and manage also the value of the currency, and the value of the raw material, and the parts and components that we can play around the world in the different markets. Today, we don't see any problem for us to have the enough quantity of components to satisfy the next production plan. For India, we never forget that India is a market of 1.5 billion people, that as soon that we're able to change or to improve their situation, the virus situation, this market will go growing in a very high number. So at this stage, we consider positive the next future. We are in line with our plan of CapEx. We are in line with our number of new vehicles that we projected for this year. We are in line with the new investments on the new line of Porter four-wheeler. We are in line also on electric developed engine. On this last question, the electrical, we expected to be ready to launch a new electrical products for the May or June. This will be products completely full electrical products, 50 cc, and a very competitive price. We can say that we have to work hard. We have problems to manage, but we have also a lot of possibility and a lot of challenge, goal to achieve for the rest of the year.
Okay. Now I think Alessandra will comment the financial results.
Okay. Thank you, Raffaele. Thank you, Mr. Colaninno. After the overview that Mr. Colaninno has offered to all of us, I would continue the call with page 13, in which we have underlined the highlights of the first quarter of 2021. As you can see, and also as you have already read, on the basis of our press release, this quarter is the best one or the highest one in our history for all the most important metrics we have. Compared with the 2020, not only. As you can see, the net sales have reached at the end of March 2021, the amount of 385 million euro, at 23.5% higher than 2020, but also 40 million euro higher than 2019. This is the highest value since 2007. About EBITDA, we can say that this value of 50 million and 6 million euro is the highest of the quarter, is the highest in our history, both in absolute term but also in percentage, as we reach the ratio of 14.6% on net sales. About net income, again, one of the best results in our history, 3.5 against last year, and a 2.9% on net sales. Last but not least, the net debt reached at the end of March 49 million euro, 100 million euro less than March 2020, and 48 million euro less than 2019. If we go ahead on page 14, here you can find a comment about our industry key demand trend. About EMEA and Americas, even though all major countries were still grappling with lockdown, we can observe a robust demand ahead of the seasonal peak. Piaggio market share is on the rise both in motorbikes and scooters, just like Mr. Colaninno said before. Asia Pacific posted mixed demand trends. ASEAN 5 declining, mostly reflecting Indonesia double-digit dip. Also, the sequential improvement across the quarter bodes well for the rest of the year. China and Taiwan on the rise, with the former surging by 70%. About India, India shows a multiple speed dynamic. Two-wheelers already back at the pre-pandemic level, while about three-wheeler, we can say that the dynamic is reflecting rural and urban demand disparity, with cargo back to grow versus 2020, while passenger ended down, reflecting subdued activity in major cities. Let's move to page 15 to have an in-depth analysis of volumes and net sales trends by business. Outstanding performance of two-wheelers magnified at revenue level by significant positive mix price effect. This could be the title also of this slide. About the two-wheelers EMEA and Americas, the outstanding volume performance heightened at revenue level by steep average price increase, also reflecting product portfolio enhancement. About two-wheelers Asia, we can say that Stingray performance in an overall subdued market environment, boosted by Piaggio premium positioning and distribution network expansion. On two-wheelers India, surging results outstripping market trend behind strong growth of Aprilia and Vespa brands. About CV EMEA and the Americas, results already above pre-pandemic level, boosted by the successful launch of the new Porter NP6. On CV India, CV India still suffering from the protracted weakness of the passenger segment, as already said, which overshadowed the improving trend in cargo and export. Going to page 16, you can find the breakdown of the performance by product, as usual. Looking at scooters, we reached outstanding results behind strong performance across all geographic areas and widespread positive price effect. Vespa volumes and revenue surging, benefiting from widespread geographical growth coupled with sound pricing. Beverly posted double-digit volume and revenue growth, also benefiting from the successful launch of the new version in the latter part of Q1. Regarding motorbikes, eye-popping performance propelled by the success of the remarkable array of product launches, the ongoing mix shift towards high-value segment coupled with market share gain of both Aprilia and Moto Guzzi. As you can notice, commercial vehicles volumes and revenue dragged down by Indian passenger segment protracted weakness. Going to page 17, you can have a look at the EBITDA bridge, in which the most part of the effect is made by the net sales growing, more or less 22.6 million euro, and an effect also on gross margin. We can say that gross margin is benefiting for the uplift of the nature, as already said, of the ratio on net sales, through the group's ability to cope with raw material price escalation, as well as global shipping and supply chain challenges. About cash OPEX, with a lower weight on net sales versus previous year, they grew up to support the business growth. On page 18, you can have the complete P&L of the company, of the group for the first quarter. As we already said, net results surged 3.5 times versus Q1 2020, with ratio on net sales topping 2.9%. About tax rate, we consider in this first quarter a prudently tax rate at 40%, in line with Q1 2020. About D&A, they rise up, reflecting recent years' heightened capital expenditure. Going to page 19, here you can find an analysis of our net financial position and the evolution of the net financial position both on the last 3 months and also on a rolling period of March 2020 to March 2021. So, we can say that the net financial position at the end of March see the lowest seasonal cash flow absorption today, despite step in capital expenditure, draw net debts, as we already said, to 448.6 million euro, well below the 548.6 million euro at March 2020 at 2019 level. Significant free cash flow improvement versus Q1 2020 of more or less 19 million euro, driven by higher operating cash flow and the discipline on working capital, as we already said during the different comment in the last conference call. About CapEx, we can say that Q1 CapEx grow up by 7 million euro from 28.5 million euro to 35.6 million euro, consistent with the full year target, driven by heightened focus on new product development to fuel the growth of the group. We can stop here.
Okay. So now.
Say only we will wait for all of you in Mandello in September for the 100th birthday of Moto Guzzi.
Good, thank you. Now we are ready to answer the question you may have. Thank you.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star, then one on your touch tone phone. The first question comes from Galazzi Emanuele of Equita. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two questions. The first one is on the cost inflation. Can you just give us more details on what you are experiencing now on the raw materials and what could be the impact on your margins for the full year? And then the second one is on the Western countries. If you can comment on the strong price mix in the first quarter and share with us your expectation for the full year. Thank you.
Okay, as I said before, we have registered a price increase on raw material as steel, iron, aluminium, and all that material that we use for catalytic engine and the other one for the catalytic emission system. Until today, what we have, our agreement with our major supplier is not registered at the same value of the market. We are below the price that we run today, and we expected, based on our possibility to buy and diversify our purchasing strategy, through China, to Europe, United States, and some other place, we are able to keep in balance what is the budget cost of raw material and components for the full year. Because even the currency, as rupiah and dong and the Chinese, is in line with the inflation, and in some way is able to compensate the price increase. We don't expect further price increase for the second 6 months. In terms of purchasing of electronic components, electrical components, and the other one, we have diversified our supplier for different country, and until today, based on our stock strategy and based on what we see our sales budget production for the second quarter, we can say that we don't have any problem on the production quantity for the second quarter of the year. We work today as we projected our production requirement for September, October, November, where normally is still high market for Europe, and still high market for South Asia, and high market for China. And this way, we want to say that last quarter that we are again in to cover our production strategy is open to the market, but we don't see big problem for us to cover our requirements for the full year time. In terms of inflation, well, the inflation is not very high in all the country, and the price is stable, and the price of our products is in line with the price of competitor. And what is benefits for Piaggio is that today Piaggio has a production entity located in Italy, as you know, but in India, in Vietnam, by the end of the year in India, Indonesia, and in China. So our diversification, production diversification on different markets, protect us on terms of inflation of the raw material and inflation of components. We projected anywhere to control every 2 weeks all the trend of the price on the market, and until now we will see that our sales strategy and price strategy is in line with what we have budgeted. Going back to specifically to talk about India. India, as you know, is a critical time, but the location of our plant until today is not involved in any lockdown. We expected anyway to look the future develop of the virus, and we have planned to help all the people working in our plant to be safe in terms of vaccine and in terms of what we can do to protect all the people. Until today, we can say that India anyway have a better result than last year, corresponding time, and we will see now, based on the projection of the Indian authority, that we have achieved the peak of the pandemic situation on this last week, and then we expected some, we can say, not worse situation, but some results can give to us the idea that this pandemic situation have achieved the maximum on the last month. Now, excluding India, what we can say that the Vietnamese factory work today in two shifts, and we have another shift where we expected it to be in place on the third quarter and the last quarter of the year. The Italian factory worked at the average of two shifts. We expected to keep two shifts for the rest of the year, and the Chinese plant is fully occupied to deliver the electrical scooter ready for European market and for Southeast market. We expected to begin to the sales on the May of June, July. What we have achieved good results is in the growing of bikes. Bikes is developed either in Europe, then in United States, then beginning some sales of through Moto Guzzi trademark also in China. So we want to say that We don't see any problems on an inflation point of view. We have to work to keep the strategy of raw material purchasing and component purchasing in line on the requirements of production plant, and that we don't see the market problem for Europe, for United States, and for China, and for Asia. India, naturally, we depend for the virus situation, but until today, we have worked to keep safe our plant.
Thank you very much.
The next question comes from Bosio Monica of Intesa San Paolo. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thanks for taking my questions. The first one is on the European two-wheel market. Do you have any indication in terms of market growth as for April? And would you still confirm, as for Piaggio, a mid-single-digit growth rate by the end of the year in terms of sell-in in Western Europe? On Western Europe, just some more colors. Are you seeing a different trend between scooters above 50cc and scooters below 50cc? Thank you very much.
So, Monica, the first question was regarding the market trend in April, you mean in Europe?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, we have just estimates for the 3 weeks, and clearly the market is positive, clearly compared to 2020, but also compared to 2019. Can you hear me?
Yeah, can I can hear you. Yes.
Also compared to 2019. Markedly, notably, the Netherlands are performing extremely well, and Italy seems to be very strong in terms of market, and if I look at the last data that I received, the market should go up around close to 10% compared to 2019. So I'm very
strong. Italy?
In Italy. For other markets, I have just estimates for the first 3 weeks, and overall the market is slightly positive. With these two markets are outperforming, the Netherlands and Italy. France is doing very well too. This is the first question. The third question that is linked to market, no, the trend between 50cc and over 50cc in terms of market trend sellout has been pretty much the same in the first 3 months. So the growth of 50cc scooter was in the region of 20%. Similar trend in over 50cc, 21%. This is the market. If you mean what we did, as probably we said before, we performed very well in over 50cc, and we outgrew the market in over 50cc, and we gained more or less exactly 2 percentage points of market share in over 50cc. So maybe this also linked to the one question of Emanuele Gallazzi before. One of the reasons of the average price going up is linked to the very strong mix effect, also because we improved and increased a lot in higher displacement against low displacement vehicles. I think that I gave you a comprehensive answer. Then there was something else, I don't remember the question, sorry.
If you confirm a mid-single-digit growth in sell-in trend of Piaggio by the end of the year. I remember that there was a similar indication in occasion of the full year conference call, but maybe I'm wrong.
Normally we don't give guidance at this stage, so...
Okay.
If you think it could be sensible, but we don't give this kind of indication now.
Okay, just a follow-up on India. I understand that the situation is difficult, but in the two-wheel segment, Piaggio is performing very well and the market is up year on year. I remember that there was a statement from the CEO of India. He was pointing to roughly 100,000 vehicles two wheels in India by year end. Are you still comfortable with this projection?
If the situation will improve by June in terms of the spread of the virus, yes, because in Q1 our performance has been very strong, as you know. So this is our answer.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, the last question comes from François Robillard of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for taking my question. Another question on India, more on the visibility you may have on the commercial vehicles market. It's the one that's been suffering the most since the start of the year. Is April starting to show something else, or what are your expectations mainly for this market by year end?
If you're referring to the ported production, I can confirm that we are on the production on today as we have projected, and the results of the first reaction, sorry, of the market regarding the quality, regarding the power of this new vehicle is very good. And until today, for the first delivery on the sellout of this kind of products, the European reaction is very good, and we believe that at this point we can confirm our budget of the year.
Yeah, sorry, no, I meant about your view about the Indian market going forward. But then, yeah, if you can as well, while you're at it, just give us some more color on your expectations for the new Porter in Europe. I see you reached over 4,000 pieces. Can we expect the same rhythm for the coming quarters for commercial vehicles in Europe as well?
I am referring to the European market. I am referring to the production of the new Porter where the production is beginning by the end of January of this year. As you know, these are new products that we have launched on the market on February and March, and we have the first reaction of the market of these new products, and this reaction is quite good. So I am referring to the European production of the new Porter. Regarding the commercial vehicle in India, the three-wheeler, I will confirm that our market, our segment market for the rural area is in line with the budget. Instead, the sales of the city products is down in relation to the virus situation.
Okay, thank you very much. And just one last question. In your slide for the part on cash flow, can you give us some more color on what is inside the 7 million of change in equity and others? I'm referring to slide 19, the chart on the right.
Is the exchange reserve, so the change of all the final balance sheet of the our company in US dollars or in other currency than euro, then normally they can create a difference that are booked in the in a specific reserve that you can find in the financial statement when we will publish the book in the next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
The last question comes from Gambarova Gabriele of Banca Akros. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks for taking my questions. I was wondering if you can cast, let's say, an expectation on your volumes for Far East Asia. They were up 47%, incredibly well in Q1. So I was wondering if you can give us a number on your expectations in that area for 2021.
As we said before, we don't give this guidance at this stage, so we can provide you with a number or forecast for Asia Pacific at the end of the year.
Okay, so if I can make another question about mix and price, it was very, very strong in Q1, around 7% or something similar. Do you expect it? I mean, is there any, let's say, comparison or seasonal effect, or we should consider a similar impact for the rest of the year on your top line and margins?
As we said before, it's mainly a mix effect, so you can imagine that this positive mix effect will last for the remaining part of the year. So this is the key element. Probably you've seen the first or the third slide of the presentation. We show some numbers concerning Aprilia and Moto Guzzi that achieve outstanding results. Also, given the fact that we launched several new products that are performing very well, and so this is adding a positive element in terms of mix. And as I said before, overall, if you look at over 50cc compared to 50cc, so small independent cycle vehicle, we perform better in over 50cc. So overall, is a strong mix effect.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know if I answered to your question. There
Yes.
is no one-off. Uh,
Yes,
is uh, is the trend linked to the new product launches and the success with the new product launches that we are having and experiencing.
okay, thank you. Again.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Baldelli Michele of Exane BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to everybody. Thanks for taking my questions. They relate mainly to the sell-in and sell-out trends. Just to give some color on it, if I look to the numbers on the market, and the market in 2021 was +1% compared to 2019 Q1, but the volumes, at least that I've seen on developed countries on two wheels, are kind of, let's say, +7-8% compared to 2019. Does it mean that you are now in a phase where you give more sell-in than sell-out in the EMEA region? And this is the first question. The second one, still on the sell-in and sell-out, if you can also give us some figures in the Asian part, if you are, let's say, doing more sell-in than sell-out, in particular in China and Indonesia. Thank you.
Michele, in reality is quite the opposite compared to your statement.
Okay.
In Europe, we are reducing the dealer stock, and our sell-out strongly outgrew sell-in. In fact, we end up in Europe with the lowest Q1 dealer stock ever, and that was pretty much aligned with the end of last year. So, the stocking, sell-out, outgrowing sell-in, and that's the reason why also we gain market share. Similar thing
Okay.
in Asia, we are not there is no stock effect at all. It is market-driven and sell-out-driven our performance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Another quick question is about the post orders. If there is any, let's say, volumes already in Q1, and if we will see it when in Q2, will be mostly.
Yeah, there was a small effect in Q1. Clearly, you know, we won the tender 1 year ago. We have to sell 5,000 vehicles for more than 30 million euros. And out of 5,000, in our Q1 results, you have around 1,700 vehicles. So this is the effect of the contract with Italian Post Office.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
There is no question at the moment. This concludes our question and answer session. The conference call is now... Sorry. The next question comes from Leomi and Sebastian of InnoCap. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Can you update a bit more on the Chinese market? I understand that good opportunity for Vespa. Can you describe who is the customer? Is it mostly new client, a new adopter to scooter, basically? Or is it like higher-end penetration outpacing the mid-end segment? This first question, still on China, can you talk a bit about the dealer network? Is it a growing network? Do you have any data about this? Just to try to give us more color, and then more complex question will be, how big you think the market in China could be for Vespa in the next 3 to 5 years?
So essentially, in China, most of the sales in China now are Vespa scooter. And clearly the strategy is a premium strategy. We are targeting particular kind of clients. And we are succeeding, and we have success with these vehicles so far. You're right, if you look back also at our report, you see that in the last few years we increased the dealer network, and this is part of our strategy in China, if this is one part of your question. So this is a trend linked to...
How many dealers you have today in China, and how much?
Extension of the dealer network, that's it. And the expectations are good going forward. In terms of market trend, our penetration of the market. I don't know if it's okay.
How many dealers you have today in China, and what could be the number in the last 2 to 3 years?
Yeah. Sorry, I haven't understood your question. Can you repeat, please?
You say you're increasing the dealer network. How many dealers you have today in China, and how much you think you might have in 2 to 3 years?
So in China now, I give you the latest number that I have. So in China, we have we end up 2020 with 48 point of sales, 48 multiplex, and the goal is to increase at least 10 point of sales also this year. As I was saying before, if you go back 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we were at 20. So there is a strong speed up in terms of point of sales opening.
And the last question in relation to Jita and the partnership with the Trumbull, can you provide a rough estimate how much, basically, what the budget, how much you think would add kind of royalties each time they use one of your technology? Because so far, there was a cash burn to the company, and I'm just wondering if we reach real turnaround, and basically we will move slowly to break-even free cash flow generation there. So it would be great if you can elaborate a bit more on how much they might pay you going forward.
No, Sebastian, we don't provide financial data so far, so we can't disclose anything so far.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Again, if you have a question, please press star 1. There is no question booked at the moment. The conference call has now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.